Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, the President of the United States tweeting again this morning, not happy with Mitch McConnell, who he says, you know, he's had a long time to get this Obamacare repealed and replaced and hasn't done it. And the reason the president's in part tweeting about this is because Mitch McConnell came out Monday at a Rotary Club back home in Kentucky and said the following.
Now, our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
Excessive expectations. Let's go now to Lou Dobbs. He's an anchor of Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network. You can watch that at 7 and 11 p.m. every weeknight. Lou, thanks so much for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Excessive expectations is what Mitch McConnell says. Well, how do you respond to that?
I think that's going to go right along with irrational exuberance is one of the most extraordinary statements. I think we just watched the leader of the Senate commit political suicide. When he blames excessive expectations on the part of a president who has the best work ethic in presidential history, we've got something wrong. And I cannot even imagine what he was thinking. And he talked about it as if this was Donald Trump, who alone had said, we're going to see tax reform, we're going to see the repeal of Obamacare, we're going to see budgets, we're going to see the rollback of regulation. This was the decision of the Republican Capitol Hill leadership, Ryan, McConnell, and their teams, along with the president. It's stunning to hear this man make excuses and to try to blame a president who is trying to do exactly what he promised he would do, which is roll back the establishment and move forward, leaving the status quo as far behind as possible.
Well, we all know that the Senate has a role as a deliberative body, which means it does move slowly on some issues, and that's kind of built in as a feature. But this has been 7 years that we've been talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare, and it's a vote that was taken when it didn't count. The Barack Obama, of course, vetoed the repeal of Obamacare. Now they have a chance to do it again, and they're balking at it. It would seem that that's far from excessive to expect the Senate to be able to do something after all that time.
The idea that this is excessive and somehow because the American people sent to the White House a president who had never run for elected office before with some sort of horrible miscalculation and burden for the great Senate majority leader means he misses the entire point of the election of 2016. This was an anti-status quo, anti-establishment election. And he should be working with, if he indeed has not been bought out by the Business Roundtable, the Chamber of Commerce, all of K Street and most of H Street, he should be working vigorously to move forward this agenda for the benefit of the American people.
It was interesting to hear you say that he's committed political suicide, and I agree with you. I think it's a great way to say that because earlier this week, Mitch McConnell criticized Trump's, quote, artificial deadlines with the health care debate. And President Trump is a businessman, and I think that's where his appeal comes in for those of us who actually work for a living as opposed to the politicians in Washington. He is a boss. We look at him as that man who this is how you get things done. And as workers, we understand that if you have a job to do, you just don't go home because it's time for your August recess. You don't take
right.
7 years to do a project, have your boss come to you and go, okay, let's do this. You go, wait a minute, this is an unrealistic deadline. So, and I think that's why people support the president because of that.
I think that's exactly right. And I think not only do they support this president, but they cannot figure out what makes Paul Ryan tick. The leadership, Ryan and McConnell together, have exposed the Republican Party right now. And either they choose new leadership and set a new pace, working with and diligently for this president and his agenda, or the Republican Party in 2018 is going to be significantly smaller than it is right now. Yeah. We could actually see in the midterms the Republicans roll, their majorities be rolled back, absolutely blasted away by a disgusted and appalled electorate whose leadership has exposed the rank and file in the Senate and the House for the dullards and the lazy son of a guns they all are. This is stunning. They have absolutely dropped the veil on who they are and who owns them. It's not the American people.
You know, Mitch McConnell, I think, just speculating on what his argument will be here, is in part that he used every legislative tactic he could to try and get this thing out of the Senate. A lot of arm twisting going on all the way to the very end when you had John McCain stand in front of him, give him the stare down and the thumbs down. And Mitch McConnell clearly disappointed at that moment. Were you happy with his effort, or is the failure to get anything done enough for you to say, look, no matter how you got there, you're a loser right now?
He is a loser. I'm not happy with any of his efforts. I find his tone appalling and his words to be so revelatory that I don't believe I know he will never recover politically from it. He should, with the few years he has left as a senator, try to do his best for the citizens of Kentucky, who I have to think right now are absolutely disgusted with the majority leader. And if the Republicans do not rally around new leadership and a new way forward, there's very little hope for them in 2018. And think about this: strong majorities in both the House and the Senate, not as much in the Senate, but it's going to be both will be overturned, I have no doubt, unless the Republican Party recovers.
The problem is that no one primaries against McConnell. No one primaries against Ryan. This is the problem. So the voters have a choice between Mitch McConnell and like Alison Lindergren Grimes or another Democrat right. And they don't want to vote for him. And that's the problem. So
that is certainly one of the big problems. And I think that this new administration, if it had it to do over, would be supporting someone other than Mitch McConnell. I think this president wanted, and understandably so, to play nice. To work together,
yes.
To be a conciliator, as well as a powerful leading force in Washington.
Well, we're all going to be watching. We're all going to be watching Mitch McConnell's future. Lou Dobbs from the Fox Business Network and the anchor of Lou Dobbs Tonight, available at 7 and 11 p.m. on the Fox Business Network every evening. Thank you so much for joining Mornings on the Mall today.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.